Not even the ultimate political sacrifice. A promise of her own demise could break the political paralysis as Theresa May led her nation further into crisis. Having already taken the UK to a cliff edge and with all odds stacked against it, the British Prime Minister insisted on giving her Brexit deal one last shot. As protesters took to the streets, she returned her deal to the House of Commons and once again lost, this time by 58 votes. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley is at Westminster. She filed this report.
On the streets outside the Parliament, the Brexit supporters came to voice their disgust. It was meant to be leaving day. Instead, the March 29 deadline was meaningless.
Now, what are these people on? We voted to leave.
Just want to leave.
In the House of Commons, Theresa May had suffered yet another blow. The threat of a lengthy delay to Brexit by 1 or even 2 years saw some of her staunchest opponents jump on board. The numbers had narrowed, but not by enough.
The ayes to the right, 286. The noes to the left, 344. So the noes have it, the noes have it.
That's a 58-vote loss. Mrs. May's dogged determination to stand by her deal had backfired. She's seen increasingly as a leader with a tin ear who refuses to compromise.
The implications of the House's decision are grave. The legal default now is that the United Kingdom is due to leave the European Union on the 12th of April. In just 14 days' time.
The opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn, immediately demanded the people go to the polls.
There has to be an alternative found. And if the Prime Minister can't accept that, then she must go, not at an indeterminate date in the future, but now, so that we can decide the future of this country through a general election. Yeah.
Theresa May is now a Prime Minister in name only. She weakened her already perilous position by promising to quit if her deal passed. Now it hasn't, it's increasingly difficult to see how she can still lead the nation.
Mr. Speaker, I fear we are reaching the limits of this process in this House.
The biggest problem now is nobody knows what will happen next. A longer Brexit delay between 1 or even 2 years is now increasingly likely. A general election, a second referendum, or the UK dumping out with no deal are all still possible too. Forget March 29, April 12 is the new crisis date. The Parliament will have to decide by then what to do, and that's just a fortnight away. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for Saturday AM.